From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. An environmental group has an ultimatum for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Clean up the $200 million dredging of government cut or head back to court. The latest Port Miami dredging project began this summer. The dredge promises to make way for enormous container ships that will pass through the new Panama Canal expansion at the end of next year. But an environmental nonprofit claims the Army Corps is not doing enough to protect fragile coral reefs. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo with more on why the whole issue might end up in a courtroom.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers moved about 1,000 corals before dredging started. But Biscayne Waterkeeper, an environmental nonprofit organization, says the agency has failed to protect other corals in the area.
In 2013, divers went down to do a pre-construction survey of the site, and they identified 10 times more coral than was found in the previous survey.
That's the group's executive director, Rachel Silverstein. She says the Army Corps of Engineers has not monitored these newly discovered coral colonies. Silverstein says their ships are leaking sediment that harm the corals. Laurel Reichold is the project manager for the Army Corps. She says they are in fact monitoring the corals and that the ships are not leaking.
We have special sensors, and so we're monitoring to make sure that no sediment is leaking out of them.
Susan Jackson is a spokeswoman for the Army Corps. She says dredging has been done in the port for the last century.
The dredging that we've done there repeatedly has proven that they're resilient. They'll come back again.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has 60 days to respond to the complaint. If not, Biscayne Waterkeeper says it will file a lawsuit. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.